Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Best bits of the week, and we've got them for you. Best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Welcome to part three. We're doing part three, which is a listener Q&A on the best bits. Amy is sitting here with me. Amy's like, dang, we have another one to record.
No,
here we
I'm
go.
Not.
I am. I'm sitting here like, oh yeah, we got another. No, we just talked here forever. And now we got more questions to answer.
No, I'm literally going to be here at work for another 2 hours. So I have all the time in the world. I mean, I need to do some Women of iHeart Country work and then a little bit of show prep, but I am here, so I do not
trust
care.
Me. I know you don't care, but I know all the guys are going to groan and moan when I make them do these. So I'm just preparing myself. I think
the Q&A
that this is coming.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so we got questions that y'all submitted through Instagram, through my personal Instagram and the show Instagram. So if you have questions moving forward, make sure you're paying attention to those. Amy, we're just gonna like dive right on in. We're gonna start with fun questions, and we're gonna get to the little bit more serious stuff.
Okay.
What's your favorite easy meal to eat?
Oh, toast.
Toast.
Because of the variety. And the reason why it becomes a meal is if I have avocado, I can make avocado toast. If I can sometimes have a avocado toast and then also do a jelly toast on the side with like a nut butter or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the avocado, I put a fried egg. So it's there's protein, there's fat. There's carbs, there's
yeah, all
that.
Variations.
I'm giving you a complete meal. Yes.
Yeah, I like
there's fruit
it.
In the jelly. Well, so I think we have everything.
I think that's a great
maybe
one.
If I put a tomato. Oh, no, tomato's a fruit. I'm trying to think. Oh,
that you tomato know was a vegetable. I'm not going to lie.
Now, it's avocado. No, avocado and tomatoes are fruits
okay.
because of the seeds. But what you can do for extra nutrients on stuff like that is sprouts. Those are full of so much nutrients, and you just sprinkle some like alfalfa sprouts or broccoli sprouts. They sell it wherever the packaged lettuce is at the grocery store. They're really easy to find, and you just sprinkle some of that. Voila, vegetable.
I need to get some of those. That's a good added tip. I need to start involving those in my little avocado or my little sandwiches that I make. Because I add spinach, but I feel like I could use a little bit more.
Yeah, and it doesn't take much. Like you just need like a bloop, and you're getting all the benefits as if you were to eat a whole
I feel
salad.
Like that's kind of like flaxseed, how people put that in smoothies and stuff. I feel like that's kind of a similar concept.
Well, the a different type of nutrients.
Yes, yeah, but like beneficial just, and it's not a lot and you can kind of throw it in anything. Mm-hmm,
yeah, just add it okay. on there and you're getting, yeah, bang for your buck.
Yeah,
maybe.
I like it. Mine would be grilled cheese also because you can elevate it in multiple ways. Sometimes I'll make like a whole sandwich that started as a grilled cheese and developed into something else. But like either it's a grilled cheese or a cheese quesadilla. Like if I just need something quick and I know I'm good, those are like quick and easy for me.
I know earlier I brought up mayonnaise and Hellman's, that's ride or die in my family. but my dad would do grilled cheese. And instead of putting butter on the side that you grill on,
mm-hmm.
you use mayonnaise as that. And when you grill it, it just adds this extra flavor.
Okay, I need
so
to try this.
The side you would butter,
yeah.
and then you put it down to grill, and you put the cheese and then the bread, and then put it on the outside. You flip it back and forth with the mayo on each side, just a thin layer.
Okay, I'm going to start trying this. Also because I've been air frying my grilled cheeses lately, and I feel like that would even make it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one. What is the most beautiful place you've ever visited?
I mean, I love Colorado. My sister lives in Pagosa Springs, and you hike some of those mountains, and then the views up there are just stunning. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that is, I mean, Haiti, honestly, is a really beautiful country, some parts on the coast. Some parts are definitely not pretty, but it always was so heartbreaking to me how beautiful it is. And the tourism is just not, doesn't happen in Haiti because of the, a lot of circumstances, but the DR is right next door. And so many people go to the Dominican Republic for vacation. And then Haiti looks pretty similar and it's so beautiful and people don't get to enjoy it. So I'd say those two.
How is there? That was one of the questions, and I'll just follow up with it here because you just said it. But how is a way to help Haiti? Do you have any like things that you've experienced that are helpful to the people of Haiti?
Well, My Life Speaks is an organization that we work closely with, and they have a lot of info on their website, which is just mylifespeaks.org. They also have the .com, so either works, but they're a village that is really keeping things going, and it's Haitian run. The Americans that founded it, it's not safe for them to be there anymore. And luckily they, from the get-go, wanted it to be Haitian run. So they were able to come back to Nashville and be here, even though they're devastated. Mm-hmm. Haiti's their home. They lived there for over a decade. That's where they want to be. But, you know, the Haitians are killing it there. They're like, wow, things are booming better than ever. And so with their little village, now Haiti as a whole is not doing well. And you know, the village still, there's people are scared and there's a lot that could go wrong. But when it comes to the care that they're offering the kids that go there, they cater to a lot of special needs, orphans, and they're not adoptable. They live in these homes. They have like host families. So they have like a house mom who may have five kids in her home that all have special needs, but they all get to live together. And so it's a different type of orphanage situation. That's and then they have schools where people get to, you know, the people in the village get to send their kids to the schools, and they offer therapies, physical therapy, all kinds of care. So they're doing really great work.
The quality of life that they're doing for those people involved is really awesome.
There's not so much that we can do to help with what's going on with the gangs completely taking over the country, but that's an organization where there's really cool stuff happening. And then, you know, the orphanage where the kids were, the bakery is still operating. They're still doing their thing. I keep waiting for the day where, which that sounds bad. I don't need to think that way, but, you know, I want to be prepared. I don't know how the orphanage, I mean, it's by the grace of God, because they're really in the heart of it where it's bad. Mm-hmm. They're in the heart of Port-au-Prince, and it's really wild what's happening there and very, very sad. But the orphanage we still support through like either Pimp and Joy or the Four Things Gratitude Journal. 100% of the proceeds go to another great organization working with maternity centers and education called Project MetaShare. So there's different ways you can just help the organizations, because honestly, getting supplies is more difficult. Getting funding because they're not down there doing certain things is more difficult. Mm-hmm. A lot of what's going on in Haiti isn't in the news, so it's more difficult to get the extra support. Everybody's had to up security, which costs more money. So, you know, fuel, everything's just more expensive. So being able to help in that way, that was a very long answer to your question.
No, but I mean, you're providing a lot of the things care to people that need it.
Yes.
And that's a way to help that community right now. So I think that's still a great way to help.
Right. So it's sort of the same. We've always wanted to help them in that way. But now it's just going, like, sending maybe extra love and care. And honestly, just praying for the country as a whole. Because it's just tragic.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that was definitely one I wanted to follow up on since you mentioned that. I think my most beautiful place would be North Cascades National Park, which is in Washington. It's right at the border, like kind of where Canada, or you could go left and go to Alaska, but it's like the American Alps, and it is stunning. It's like a screen background. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Ooh, I want to go. I'm going to go to Canada and Alaska.
You want to go to Alaska too.
Yeah, I'm going to do the Alaska cruise.
So maybe when you go to the Alaska cruise, stop at North Cascades, because it's really in like the top of Washington. You have to drive like 3.5 hours north of Seattle to get to it, but definitely that. Do you have a microwave now?
Yes.
Okay. That was an important question that got asked.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Mount Rushmore of our favorite foods and movies. This is hard. Favorite foods? I think I would do.
Well, gosh, is mine toast again?
Yeah. I mean, hey, if it's on your Mount Rushmore, it can be. I think mine is tacos, fettuccine Alfredo, grilled cheese. These are so basic, but they are what they are. And pancakes.
Oh, that's a good one. So I'll go waffles because I'm a waffle person over pancakes.
I just love breakfast. Something had to be included.
And then queso.
Mm, solid.
I mean, now that I'm thinking Mexican, fajitas. Chicken, not beef. And then my final food, this is really hard. I mean,
I feel like it has to be toast. Like, that's your thing.
I know, but I can have other favorite foods. But sure, we'll go toast. Because there's so much variety.
It is.
I like one. Even just, this is how much I love toast. I'll just do toast and butter and sea salt.
Okay, but that's so good.
And that's it.
You know what?
Maybe some honey.
It's really great when you're hungover. Not gonna lie. When I am hungover, the one thing I want is toast with butter. It's not healthy, but it is what it is.
I mean, mac and cheese. So good. Sweet potatoes. I like a good hamburger now. I mean,
well, do you want to take off toast and add one of those?
Sure. Hamburger.
Okay. What about movies?
Steel Magnolias, Dirty Dancing, Pretty Woman, and I mean, it's a toss up, but
I mean, you went straight like late 80s on all of those.
Okay. And then I'll go Legally Blonde.
Okay. A little bit more. Okay. Yeah. Those are solid. They're all great movies, but you went straight to the
80s. I mostly love all of the people acting in them too. I just wanted to pick a Reese Witherspoon movie and Legally Blonde. It's good. Yeah.
That Reese makes mine too. Sweet Home Alabama for sure.
So good.
So good. The Dark Knight, which is the one with Christian Bale and Heath Ledger before he died. Ready Player One and Avengers Endgame.
Mm.
Yeah, I love that yours is 80s and more like romantic. Great. I went totally rogue.
Yeah. I like sci-fi. Them all. I like Avengers too. Okay. Iron Man's my favorite.
Okay, there's those.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Okay, what about, let's see, I'm looking at our list. These are all questioners questioners, questions that you guys are awesome listeners sent in. New hobbies we're trying. Is there anything new you've picked up? And also to that same effect, are you still into puzzles and birds?
Not as much as I was, because I don't know. I feel like that was a season, and I don't have a kitchen table right now because I still haven't replaced that.
Okay.
And so
I also do feel like those were pandemic activities. Like you leaned into those because you had to be home a lot.
Well,
because that's when that was that season.
Yeah, my therapist was like, "You're depressed." So.
Oh, okay. Very different.
But I do still enjoy the birds, and I have a feeder, and they come, and I like, you know, caring for them. But do I play bird bingo at my kitchen table anymore? No. But maybe it's because I don't have a kitchen table. I still do enjoy puzzles, but it's probably going to be more of a once we get into holiday time, like around Thanksgiving and Christmas, we'll set one up because I like having one going, especially if people come over. It's just something mm-hmm. fun to have. But I'm probably going to need to get a kitchen table before that. Note to self, I just need to finally pick something out.
It's hard. It's really hard to pick furniture, especially like when you did have an idea of something and now you have to choose something new. It's hard. Mm-hmm. So I get it. It takes a long time. So take your time replacing things.
So I'm still into both, just not at hours at a time.
Not at the level you were before.
Right.
Okay. Any other new hobbies besides those? Because I kind of asked you double question in one.
Well, I mean, new to me this year, and I've stuck with it, is the meditation. And so that has been...
And improv.
Nice. Correct. Improv. Mm-hmm. You're right. That's it. Also, wall sits.
I don't know if that counts. I mean, you were always into exercising. I think that follows under your exercising.
Yeah, but I've never... So sometimes even just kind of looking at challenging my body, or it doesn't even have to be a challenge, but getting my heart rate up throughout the day instead of having to, you know, set aside a 30-minute window to go do whatever. If there's days where I'm busy, maybe I don't get anything in, which is totally fine. But when you read all the articles about longevity and taking care of your body and your heart and making sure you're good to go, there's certain amount of times throughout the week that you want to get your heart rate up. And I'm like, shoot. So I just plop down randomly and I'll do like a wall sit for 60 seconds. And then I get up and carry on with something. And then maybe a few hours later, I'll do another 60-second wall sit and then do like 10 push-ups. And then I'll get up and go do whatever else I need to do.
You're making exercise a little bit more accessible for yourself.
Well, yeah. I think it's just being intentional about, and this is nothing to do with making sure I've checked a box for, you know, working out for anything. I guess I have to preface this because I used to work out in such an unhealthy way. Like I would beat myself up if I didn't work out or feel like I needed to do extra if I didn't do it. But it was more so that I could earn, you know, dessert, that I could earn food, or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's just more literally kind of the science behind it in my body and wanting to take care of my biological age instead of my chronological age.
Well, those are very specific different things,
mm-hmm.
but I love it for you. I appreciate it. Okay, we're going to
hobbies for you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's not more like a consistent hobby. I just keep picking up random activities. Like, I did the trapeze for a little bit. I did gymnastics. I paint balloon darts was there for a little bit. Like, I just kind of pick up random things, but I don't stay with them. They're more just I like to experience them for a little bit and then kind of find a new fun thing. So, currently, I feel like a hobby for me has been trying a whole bunch of different exercises. Like, I've got into hot yoga and bar, and I tried a new workout place called 7 Minutes. Like, I've been experimenting. Speaking of, like, exercises, trying just different things because I was boxing for so long, and I still am, but I just want to try some more things.
So you only go there for 7 minutes?
No, so it's, like, 7 rounds. Each one is 7 minutes, but you can go at any point in day. Like, and it's, like, they have the whole workout set up for you, so you basically just show up.
I'd really be into it if it was just 7 minutes. That I'm not going to lie. This place sounds amazing. Tell me more. I know.
There is going to be a place, I think, coming that's, like, a really quick workout type situation like that. I have heard about some rumblings of that. So,
well, I just gave you a quick workout.
Yeah, I know.
60-second wall sit. Set a timer. Let's go.
All right. We'll do it right after this, after we get done. Okay. If you can meet anyone alive today, who and why?
I haven't met Robin Roberts in person yet. I interviewed her on Zoom for my Four Things podcast, but I want to meet her in person.
Okay. We're not counting. So we're not counting that one. Okay.
Why?
No, I mean
not
like
counting Zoom.
Yeah. Nope, no, you shouldn't count Zoom. You should meet in person.
We're going to hang out with her in person. Maybe even co-host Good Morning America with her one day when her co-host is out sick or something.
I think I'm evenly split between Bruno Mars and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh.
I was really bummed.
I met Reese backstage that one time.
I know. But I was so pumped she came on our show like for an interview and she was supposed to come in studio and I was so excited. And then she like last minute couldn't and it had to be Zoom and I was so sad.
Yeah.
I really wanted to meet her like in person. And I was jealous that you got to meet her, even just like a moment of it. I just love her.
Oh, it was a moment, like split second moment.
I know. Reese,
hi. I am a fan. Thank you. Bye.
I see. I just love her.
I was awkward.
And Bruno is just like, I don't know. I just love him also. His music's amazing.
I met him. And he's good.
Yeah.
I met him
way back in the day. He came into the show like really early on, right?
In Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he performed in our little lounge there for a few listeners. He hadn't quite, wasn't.
Big, yeah.
As big, but I mean, he was blowing up. And honestly, it's one of the best live performances I've ever seen. Just him and a guitar.
Mm-hmm. He's so good.
So good.
Like just stupid talented.
Mm-hmm.
So those two, I think. Okay. We're going to get in a little bit more serious. I'm like changing my vibe right here. Have you done anything by yourself since being single? Like gone out and done something just totally by yourself?
I mean, Home Depot.
Okay. I bought,
yeah, I got a washer and dryer all by myself. I felt like that was a big deal.
That is a big deal.
I
was laughing with you, by the way. I was not laughing at you.
Yeah,
I was laughing I feel like things like that.
I don't mind going to eat by myself. I would do that when I was married or other things that you may do by yourself, going on hikes by myself or whatever. I don't mind any of that. But some of the things that, as an adult, because I got married at 25, I have not done either without him or without calling him or even being able to call my dad and being like, hey, is this the right purchase? So I kind of just went and trusted the person working at Home Depot. I did end up calling Vin later to see about if I should get the warranty or not. But he said yes, so I got it. But I feel like I did that alone, and I need to get a grill next, so I'll probably go get a grill alone. I went and did all my gardening alone. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Home Depot and I got all of the everything I needed, and I carried it all myself. I was really proud of myself. So mine's more stuff like that.
No, but I totally think it's something to be honored because I don't think I realized how hard so much of that was, and that's coming from me, who I do still get to call my parents and they get to help me. But like, even just doing something totally on your own that is like a real big adult decision. And big purchases are a big adult decision. You're spending
a lot of money.
Yeah,
because you don't buy a washer and dryer or a dishwasher or any of that or a car often.
Yeah, so to do those things, like that's something to be like, you should be very proud of. So I know I went into it laughing, but I was only laughing because you made me laugh. But it's something so to be proud of. I think that's awesome. I mean, mine's like on just a total spectrum. Movies are my like big thing that I love. And I went to a movie by myself. As soon as I went through that breakup, I really wanted to see Top Gun Maverick. And none of my friends were available. And obviously I was single. So I was like, I'm just going to go. I'd never done it before. And it was very awkward. I'm not going to lie. Like, it was really awkward for like the first hour where I was like, this feels weird. I can't talk to anybody. But then as I was leaving, I was like, I had like a little chip on my shoulder. I was really proud of myself. Like, I got through the whole movie. I loved it. And I was like happy. I was like, that was a great experience. So it is awkward. I'm not going to lie. Doing things by yourself for the first time is hard.
It can be, but it's
important.
Likely you that's making it awkward.
Oh, yeah. Nobody else around me was. It was just totally in my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like yours better, though. Mine was a great experience.
Well, it's not a competition.
But no, I like it.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What was the one thing you learned maybe about yourself, or maybe you just learned in general after the divorce?
I mean, I think that I realized, I think when resilience was the word that came to mind whenever Bobby originally asked me about it on air, kind of something I had not thought about yet. And just that looking back, that how, you know, I am strong, I am capable, and that I was able to do certain things. And so I feel like I'm taking that with me into other phases of life, of like being able to reference back to certain things, conversations, decisions, interactions. Like you have a choice when you show up to each conversation of how you want to be. I mean, Ben and I both, and I'm just really proud of how we've handled it. And I know not everybody has someone that is like-minded as their co-parent or their ex or whatever it is. And so that can make it very difficult. That's not lost on me at all. But I think I learned that, you know, I can do hard things. And that was something that was very hard. I think in 2 years ago, two were decisions I made. One of them I couldn't make because that was my dad dying. There's no choice in that. But two of the hardest decisions I've ever made in my entire life. And I don't know that much really scares me anymore, you know? Yeah. So I
think
taking
that... Isn't that an empowering feeling too, where you're like, okay, I can take on anything?
Yeah. And honestly, like Ben and I were facing something difficult about a month ago. And I feel like we, 2 or 3 years ago, probably would have freaked out at what was happening. And we were just like, okay, these are the facts. This is how we're going to get through it. This is what we're doing. This is how it's going to be handled. And guess what? We know for a fact, a year from now, everybody's going to be better because of this. Because we've seen that happen with other things that have come up. And I am thankful now for that perspective, that if you face things, if you're be the buffalo, go into the storm, face it, don't run from the storm, then you can power through it faster and get to the other side. And I already know that it's better over there. And so I learned I can be the buffalo. There you go.
We'll you sum are it the up buffalo.
I sometimes I may not be the buffalo. I might be the cow.
No, nope. We're channeling the energy. You are the buffalo.
I know. I channel the energy of a buffalo, but that, yeah, I can do the hard stuff. And that's not to say that things are what we went through like a month ago or whatever wasn't hard by any means. I don't discount that or minimize it in any way, but I think it's just my perspective is totally different on things now.
Yeah, I love that. Well, in the same category, speaking of your divorce, how have your children been adapting to the new living arrangements and the divorce? How's that been going? If you would like to talk about it.
I mean, I can't speak for them, but I know that Ben and I are doing our best to try to make it as easy on them as possible. And so that looks like extra sacrifices on our end, that if we were really being selfish one day, but trust me, sometimes I have those thoughts, it's not going to look like how it looks, but then you have to put yourself aside and know like, okay, I'm going to actually go do these extra steps today to make sure that the kids don't have to deal with, you know, whatever it is. Like if we're transitioning from house to house, cause we do Friday to Friday. And I feel like, you know, sometimes if they're at school and I know they forgot something that they like to have there, which we've tried to have all of the things they need at each house, which also I know that not everybody has that luxury. They may have to pack a bag or do whatever. And we were trying to just make it as simple as possible for the kids, but there's some things where we can't find another one of them, or we don't have double, or we haven't gotten it yet maybe. And I realized that maybe they didn't put it in their backpack or they don't have it. And then it's like, I want to drive over there before they get home from school and arrange for Ben to be like, hey, can I get in your house? Or if I bring this to your office, will you take it home and put it in Steven's room before he gets home? So that way, when he gets home from school, that's what he'll see. Because the Friday to Friday schedule is they leave on Friday morning, they wake up at the parents' house they've been at for a week, and that parent will take them to school. In my case, if it's my morning, I'm already here at the studio, so I don't take them to school often, but I have help with that. And then Ben will pick them up from school. Or if Ben has had them for a week, he'll take them to school on Friday, and then I'm the one that picks them up from school on Friday, and I take them to my house. And so that way they're going into the weekend with at their new place to get a little more acclimated. And it's not, because we originally were going to do Sunday to Sunday. And then I had a friend, and I'm so thankful she said something to me. She was like, you know, we tried Sunday to Sunday and we ended up switching to Friday, and it's so great. Because then it's, Sunday's always so, okay, Monday you got the scaries and all these things.
A lot
and then
happening.
Your kids may be transitioning to a house, and then boom, they have to like make sure all their homework's done and then wake up for school the next day. Whereas if they just leave one house on Friday morning and go to the new house on Friday afternoon, and then they've got Friday night, Saturday night to feel good to set up for the week. And then on the parents' end, you're refreshed. Like you have had your time for a week. So then the weekend you get them, you have more energy and y'all can do more stuff, as opposed to maybe getting your weekend with them on the tail end of a busy, crazy week. And then you're more tight, you know?
Yeah.
So Friday to Friday, that's my two cents. If you're doing every other week.
Well, and just, nobody's probably said this to you, and maybe they have. I just would like to say I'm really proud of you. The way that you talk about it, the way that you clearly are experiencing with it and going through all of it. And I know it's probably really weird to be like, why is she saying that? But
no,
just from an outside perspective looking in, I'm super proud of you and how you're handling it. I think it's really awesome and you're just super brave. So just want to make sure you hear that from somebody.
Well, I don't think it's weird. And I think that I appreciate that. And you were looking at me dead in the eyes and telling it to me. And I know that you mean it. So thank you. And I think that we could all be better at making sure certain people in our life, whether you think they need to hear it or not, because you might think, oh, they got this, they don't need to hear it. But, you know,
sometimes
I don't know.
You just need it.
Think of someone that maybe you could say that to today. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a sibling. Maybe it's a kid. But just let them know you're proud of them, and maybe even be specific, like proud of them for what exactly. And then they can take that in.
Yes.
Well, that felt good. Yes. Thank you, Morgan.
You're welcome. And I'm going to leave this that we are wrapping up questions. We could dive into this all day long, but we've already like gone past our limit for part three, because Amy and I could talk all day, but we're going to end this on, and it could be a brief yes or no answer. Are you dating?
No.
Okay.
That's
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. Yeah. Like there's not like a person, but I am going on dates. I am dating.
And I've been on a date.
Okay. Well, maybe by the next time we're on, maybe there'll be a new update than that.
Maybe.
All right. Well, Amy, thanks for answering our listener Q&A. Thank you guys all for submitting them, and keep submitting them because next time she comes on, we'll talk about some more stuff. So just always hit us up. But Amy, before we fully wrap our whole Best Bits weekend, tell the people where they can find you, hear you.
At Radio Amy on socials, and my podcast is Four Things with Amy Brown. Right?
Yeah.
And you can email me there, fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And then I mentioned the Four Things Gratitude Journal, that where 100% of the proceeds go to Haiti. And you can find that at fourthings.com, which will just take you to the Shop Forward website. But that's just the easier way to remember how to get there and to go directly to where the journal is, fourthings.com.
Perfect. Amy, thank you again for joining me. You can follow the show at Bobby Bone Show on all the things and me at Webgirl Morgan. And we love y'all. And Amy, thanks for being vulnerable with me and answering those questions. I know there was a lot on there, but we'll see you guys after the holiday weekend. I hope you guys keep enjoying your weekends. Stay safe. Bye.
Bye. The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.